Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby and the Range bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 1 minute. You got 5 seconds. We got something you can do there in 5 seconds or 1 minute or 3 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever's on your mind, whatever amount of time you have. We have something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, too. And don't forget to take the poll question. Nicole Galinas is our guest. She's all over our website, having been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 5 years. She's a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute and a contributing editor to City Journal and the author of After the Fall. And Nicole, thanks again for hanging out with us. Last week, President Obama delivered his much-anticipated jobs bill speech to the Joint Assembly of Congress, the Senate and the House. Brought them all together last week, and he made his announcement on what he thought or how he thinks that we should approach creating jobs in America. He had some proposals. What did you think about them?
Well, I mean, you know, there's nothing terribly wrong with any of them. The cutting the payroll tax that employers pay, so you get a $4,000 credit for or up to $4,000 for hiring a new person, continuing the employee.
But now, Nicole, let me stop you for a second. That's if you hire a person who's been out of work for six months.
Yeah, it goes up to $4,000 depending on what kind of person you hire and so forth. But that's, you know, up to is, you know, just like they say in the ads, it's not always $4,000. Continuing the employee payroll tax that started last December, that was for 1 year, so they'll continue it for another year. That's the biggest part. That's almost $200 billion out of $475 billion. And then The second biggest part is the infrastructure spending, about $100 billion, a little bit more than that, I think $125 billion on spending.
For schools and roads and bridges and things like that.
Yep, exactly. And then the rest of it is a bunch of smaller stuff, you know, money to hire teachers, money to state and local governments, and so forth. None of these things would be a terrible disaster for the economy. We do need infrastructure spending. The problem is that it doesn't really address the problem that we've had now for going on half a decade. The private sector, meaning people, They borrowed way too much money during the boom from 2000 to 2007. Mortgage debt doubled, went from $5 trillion to $10 trillion. Hasn't really gone down very much since. It's still at about $9.9 trillion, where much of the value of these houses has disappeared. And so people can't spend money. I mean, they've got to pay down their debt. They've got to save money. You've got the retirement problems. Baby boomers looking to retire next 15 years or so have not saved enough money. Younger people worry, too. And so people are saving their money and paying down their debt. Yep. This is going to take many more years to do. We can speed that up by doing principal reductions of the mortgages. We can inflate our way out of it and pay down the debt that way. Or we can just have very, very slow growth for a long time while the debt runs off. Those are really our three choices. And politicians on both sides can say all kinds of things to make things a little bit better, a little bit worse, but unless you do something about reducing the principal owed on these mortgages, you're not going to have much movement in the economy.
And the government borrowing more money is also not going to help the issue. The government should start doing what you just described that regular citizens are doing. The problem that I have with the jobs bill, Nicole, is that they don't cause small business owners. They're not going to cause small business owners to hire more people.
That's
one thing. The other thing is President Obama still wants to pick winners and losers. And for example, the infrastructure work All that infrastructure work is going to be through government funds, through, you know, government contracts, which means that the Davis-Bacon bill is going to have to be paid. The Davis-Bacon wage, I should say, anything that connects to the federal government, the Davis-Bacon wage, which is the prevailing union wage for that scale, for that area. So this is something that you know, the unions wanted, obviously. I like the idea that I'm not going to have to pay as much payroll tax, but that's not going to make me hire another person. You said it a while ago. Small business owners don't need more loans. They don't need more money from the government. They need more customers to buy more stuff from them. That's what they need.
Right, exactly.
That will make them hire more people and not much else.
Yeah, and you know, some problems, I mean, these are, again, you know, not the end of the world, but the problems with giving state and local governments money so that they don't lay off teachers. Well, some state and local governments have too many teachers, and they also pay them benefits that are too high. It's not so much the number of teachers that's the bigger problem. It's the massive health care and pension benefits. And this is not in every state. Some states do a good job of this. Some states do a bad job of it. There's no one-size-fits-all, and so you can't take away their flexibility. They need more flexibility.
And see, that's another example of what I mean when I say picking winners and losers. The federal government imposing its will on local, meaning local government, local businesses, imposing its will on our decisions. And the idea about how to, you know, about maximizing that tax advantage for hiring a new person, it's up to $4,000 if you hire somebody who's been out of work over 6 months. When I'm looking for the best person, I don't want to make that decision because they've been out of work 3 months or 3 years. I want to hire the best person. I shouldn't be influenced by the government.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.